The microphone, the headphones, headsets aren't really working, so we don't know if you can actually hear us.
That's always Hannah's job. I don't wear the headset.
Well, because with the headset, you can like hear it, what the people hear.
Who knows? The world.
I want the people will never know. To be satisfied. Well, okay.
We're just going to assume it's working.
We're going to assume. I think I can hear something.
Maybe we'll just talk for an hour and all they're going to hear is just silence.
That would be bad.
If it will amuse ourselves.
That's true. That's all that really matters. Yeah. That is all that really matters. Okay.
To our few loyal listeners.
Aw.
Sorry if this is an hour of radio silence, but I think you can hear us.
They'll still hear the music, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you would. You would still hear the music.
Yes. If the microphones weren't working, you'd still hear the music. Well, today's kind of a quintessential fall day, I feel like. I don't know. Like, I walked outside just now, and it was like, I smelled fall. But, I mean, it was nice. Oh, my dad texted that we're loud and clear!
Then that means that my brother is messing with me. Not appreciated, Chris.
Wait, really? What'd he say?
He said, we cannot hear you. Mr. George says loud and clear, someone is lying, Chris.
Wow. 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 On that note, first
song. Should we play some tunes?
Let's play some tunes.
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Oh, JK, now here we go. Wait, JK, here we go now. Wait a second. Wait a second. Here we go now!
Now when you wake up, night's falling, someone is by your side. Pull it together, darling, you're not alone. But when you break up, sky's falling, no one is on your side. Spoon dirty laundry, darling, you're all alone. And when you wake up, another sunrise, another break up, it's capsized. And when you wake, darling, you're all alone.
guys, we're back. I'm going to consider gum as not a food, but I just tried to get a piece of gum from my backpack with the last 20 seconds of that song, and I was not entirely sure.
She didn't quite make it.
Well, like, I think I could have.
Maybe, but I was here to save the day.
Yeah, so don't worry. Don't worry. Also, I don't know if you guys could tell, but Elizabeth set up this show today. We're on her account right now.
Yep. Good E.
Yeah.
Good E.
I don't know if it sounds any different. But, yeah.
It was big steps. I don't set up the show, and I never like, actually, like, do anything on the computer. I just, like, Hannah sits at the computer, and I just sit behind her and listen to music, and she does all the actual computer stuff. But if I had to...
You're making me sound so, like, in control and official. But, yeah.
Yeah, if I had to, I could. Yes. It's just, like, I just never, like, do. Like, that's just how we do it. And it how it works.
But here at WJRH. And I guess, you know, in case you guys forgot, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Licensed to Chill. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And here we are at Tuesday.
A true fall Tuesday. You said that already.
Yeah, well, yeah,
but
yeah.
It was, like, kind of rainy this morning and kind of damp and chilly. And
For some reason, I saw like 60 on my phone weather app and I was like, oh, t-shirt, it's a little cold, but I'm gonna power through because I don't want to accept winter.
I don't have class on Tuesday, so I don't really like put real clothes on. Like, I just wear, like, so usually it's shorts and t-shirt. Today it's leggings and a t-shirt. But like my Tuesday outfit isn't that planned out. It just is.
That's okay, you look nice.
Thank you.
Everyone else definitely likes the way you look too.
Thank you. Boost the confidence today.
Yes. Oh, those two songs we just played.
Oh, dirt. We should tell you.
So the first one is Capsized by Andrew Bird. And the second one was Growing Up by Pacifier. First one is My Pig. After Andrew Bird, I've been listening to Andrew Bird Radio. Very good. That song was like very, very groovy compared to some of his weird songs.
Some of his are very out there, but this one was a little more toned down.
Yes.
Second one, Growing Up, that was a recommendation from our loyal listener, my Aunt Donna.
Thank you.
Yes, it was groovy.
Yes, it was.
It's got a cool, like, the rest of the album and the band as a whole, like my Aunt Donna pointed out, they're kind of like a reggae vibe.
Yes, I listened to one of their songs, and it was very interesting.
But this one was a little more pop.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, kind of undertones of, like, the, like, reggae.
Yeah, I liked the guy's voice.
Yeah. It was very simple, very groovy.
Oh, my God. I forgot that my parents wanted an all-female show.
That's going to take some serious planning. We did not. Mr. and Mrs. George will get there.
Do we have any female singers?
Nope.
Maybe, like, some of the band. Like, I don't know who's in the Broken Bells.
That show would take some serious planning, though.
I think
we could do it.
But like, I don't want to like play bad music. Like, it just should be like, oh my God, no! I don't mean
nothing
like that.
Female artists.
I just mean like, I don't want to like force ourselves to pick music that we don't necessarily like.
That's what I mean. Like, serious planning to find like an entire show we like with just female singers.
But
we'll work on it.
We'll work on it.
Should we play some more tunes?
Yes, let's go. Let's go. We have some classics coming up. Well, kind of, some good songs. Okay, here we go.
We'll be right back. when you find someone, leave them alone. Pick yourself up, kid.
All those books in your head, is that all this really was? Just a role you play that you could hide behind? Is it what you want to bury yourself away before your time goes?
I don't want to love.
Hey guys, we're back. So that was Open Your Eyes from STRFKR.
You fill in the blanks.
Or don't.
Just don't say it in front of the FCC.
And that song we just played was People Need a Melody by The Head and the Heart, a classic, classic band.
Really jealous of Hannah's roommate right now.
She's at the Head and the Heart. Well, I think she's going to the Head and the Heart concert.
But, I mean, downside, it's a Tuesday night. Like, who wants to drive
tomorrow
to Philadelphia on a Tuesday night?
I'm just trying to rationalize it for ourselves. We don't feel less sad.
Yeah. But, like, Head and the Heart. I think if you said, like, Elizabeth, go see a concert right now, I'd either go see the Head and the Heart or Two Door Cinema Club.
Really? Like, the Head and the Heart? Two Door Cinema Club, definitely.
Yeah. I've never been to, like, a real concert.
You gotta go.
I know. I'll work on it. Like, it's just so expensive.
No, it is so expensive. Well, like, I think the one that I went to was, like, I think it was $40 when there was, like, fees, so it was, like, $60, which, like, is a good amount of money, but, like, it was like four bands, and they were all really good.
I feel like all the legit ones, though, are either New York or Philadelphia.
Oh.
And for me to get to New York or Philadelphia, oh, it'd be like, it'd be a big, like, chunk of, like, planning, yes, time, like, well, driving or bus.
What about,
or,
like now, like, at school?
Like, well, you know, Hozier is coming to Bethlehem.
Wait, what? Wait, oh, I thought you were going to say our school for, like,
no,
spring concert.
No, Bethlehem. But that's, how like, 20 minutes away.
20 minutes away, 20 minutes away. When?
In November, but the tickets are, like, $75. I don't have $75.
Oops.
But it's, like, Hozier, like, that's a big, like, he's a pretty big dude, you know? In, like, the music world, and he's coming to Bethlehem,
amazing.
So I guess that kind of counts.
Wait,
and
should we go, or that's expensive? And
I don't have $75 to spend on a concert.
Okay.
It's also a weeknight, so, like.
Yeah. Why are they always on, like, what? Like,
I mean, I guess in the grand scheme of, like, an artist's tours,
mm-hmm,
you know, like, they can't afford to only tour on Friday and Saturday nights.
True.
Like, I don't
know.
Can't
they just tour on days when I, like, you know, Wednesday night? I don't, I'll
write them an email.
Yeah.
Hozier, can you please play on a Monday night because I don't have class on Tuesday?
Yes, I'd
sincerely
be fine with that.
Elizabeth Good. I think he'd go for it.
Maybe we could listen, show him our show that we play some of his music.
Wouldn't that be funny? That's like the kind of thing that, like, you DM them on Instagram and they actually respond to you and are like, here are free tickets to our concert.
I think they would actually,
no, I don't
is
think
that
so.
A real thing? Do we just make that up?
We just made that up,
okay.
But we could try.
Yeah, we could try. And then I always feel sad when they don't respond.
I know. Oh, well.
It's okay.
Should we drown our sadness in more music?
Yeah. We're not that sad. It's okay.
It's not sad. It's just,
you know,
Bucket list. Hannah and I are going to hit up a concert together.
One day. And then we'll document it. We'll probably end up talking for the entire show.
We'll just have a show just about our concert experience.
Yes.
It'll be more like just a podcast at that point, not even a show.
Yeah.
All right, let's play some more tunes.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back.
Welcome.
Those two songs were
drum roll,
getting them up. Okay, so we had Medicine from Broken Bells, which, like, I don't know, I've been listening to them for a while, and they are so good. They're so good. That song was very groovy.
It was. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was a nice song.
Good stuff.
The second one was 11th Dimension by Julian Casablancas. And I have never heard of them before. I thought it was a kind of cool song.
It was my pick. It's just upbeat.
I thought it was upbeat. I actually started listening to Julian Casablancas' radio.
Last night?
Today. Like, I've been listening to them today.
Huh.
I added one song to Possibilities.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Good song.
Is it PSA time?
Okay, let's do it quick, though, because I actually want to play all of our songs today.
Yes, true. Okay.
All right. PSA. Here we go. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families, but we can change that. The American Red Cross is working to reduce the number of fire deaths and injuries in your community. Working with volunteers, we are visiting homes to install smoke alarms, replace smoke alarm batteries, and help families develop an escape plan. We can't do it without your help. Join the fire prevention campaign. Visit redcross.org to volunteer today. All right, now we're going to do another one.
Do one more.
The need for blood is constant, and sometimes that need becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure that blood is on the shelves and ready to help. That's why the American Red Cross needs you. Make an appointment to give blood today by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Your one blood donation can help save up to 3 lives. Should I do one more? Are we rolling?
If you feel like you're on a roll.
All right. This year, make a tax-deductible contribution that can change a life. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to a disaster, providing emergency shelter, hot meals, and financial support to families in need. But we depend on your end-of-year donations to do this. Critical work. Donate to the American Red Cross before midnight December 31st and help us bring hope to a family with nowhere else to turn. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a donation that will change someone's life.
Sweet.
Boom. Plenty of time to do that. December 31st is your deadline.
Oh my God. Okay, well, if people, you know, are wanting to hear different PSAs, they're out of luck because there aren't any.
We used to actually have 2 sheets. We're just down to 1 sheet.
Do you remember last semester? That was like a nice selection.
There was like a notebook of them, and now we just have one Red Cross piece of
paper.
Well,
it changes every week.
I don't know where they go. Like, I don't know what people
do. I was searching. There's like a binder over there, and I was like, oh, maybe this is the PSA binder. There was a PSA binder.
Yes, there was a folder of PSAs.
Yes, but I look in the binder and there's like math homework.
There's also someone's German homework. He's been here since like last year.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is a thing.
Should we play some tunes?
Let's play some tunes.
Let's play some
tunes. We want to get on with this.
Laugh in the face of death on the masthead. Hold your breath through daybreak and disaster. Makes the news of the track. Codes, feelings meant to be global. Like coke in the nose of the globe. Fire in the music.
guys, we're back. So that was Crying by TV on the Radio. My pick, at my parents. It was an ironic pick, you know? Anyway, but TV on the Radio, I've been listening to them less recently, but I like them a lot. They're definitely cool.
The second song, Side by Side by The Layup, shout out to my brother, Chris, for suggesting it. He suggested it a really long time ago. Like, I think he suggested it last year, because it's been in my possibilities for this for a long time.
I like it.
It was good. It's very, like, sweeping. Yeah. Like,
oh, calm, yes. Elizabeth, like, was dancing to the sweeping.
Like, I had sweeping arms going on.
Yes, arms. We also decided that it is very similar. Well, Elizabeth thinks it's, like, Vance Joy kind of.
You know, Riptide.
Wait, how does that sound?
Baby running down to the riptide,
take it away.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, we play music. We don't sing music.
Yeah.
No. Or that song with the guy who's like, he's like.
Passengers.
Yeah, Passenger. I want to sing the song. It's only know your lover when you let her go. And you let her. Yes, that
But
one.
There's, like, I feel like a very specific.
Like a chill.
Like that just, like, vibe of music. This song, Vance Joy, Passenger, just like that very.
Yes, definitely.
It was good, though. I also like their album cover.
Their album cover is cool. There's, like, a girl, and she has on. Is that a sweater or, like, a beaded. Like,
I don't
neck
know, but
thing.
It's very colorful.
It's like
fan.
An interesting color vibe.
But yeah, thanks, Chris, for this, Justin. Sorry it took me so long to play it. Hopefully you're still listening.
Oh, that'd be a little awkward if we're, like, to have this conversation, too.
Yeah, and he just gave up on us.
That's okay.
48
minutes
in.
We can make him listen to the recording. You know, he was listening at some point.
He was like, listening at some point.
I'll give that to him.
We'll give him credit for that. Hopefully he heard his shout out.
Yes.
But,
yeah. Okay, you know, I just had this thought that, like, when we started our show last semester, it was from 3 to 4, and it was, like, always light out, and we'd walk out and be light. And then at the beginning of this year, we started our show 6 to 7, and we walk outside and it's light out, and now
it's dark.
It's, like, well, looking out the window, it's, like, still, I guess it's a cloudy day, which
it's also, yeah, a gross day.
But, like, it's going to be dark, like, later on.
Oh, it makes me so sad.
Makes me sad, but then also, like,
I also
sweaters.
Like, but see, I find coats so cumbersome. It's like taking them
know,
on
I'm
and off,
to
remembering
positive.
To put them on
I'm
before you
positive.
Leave.
I'm trying to be positive.
Like, you have to put them on the back of your chair when you get to class. It's just life is so much easier when you don't have to wear a coat.
Yes.
But then, like, wait until we get back from winter break and it's like zero, like, literally
no, why,
0 degrees.
Why?
Okay, we're not thinking about it. Should we play our last two tunes and then say goodbye?
We are wait 4, 5, 6. We're good on time.
Yeah, so let's play them and then we can say a proper goodbye this week.
Wow,
and not
this
feel rushed out.
Weird. I feel like I need a, you know, let's. I'm gonna stop.
We're gonna start with the second one, yeah.
Oh yes, thank you. Okay.
Here we go.
Go away. I remember every day.
Hey guys, we're back. So that was, okay, get ready for this, Requiem for OMM2. And if by the title you can you guess the artist from that wacky title?
Ooh, me, yes, I guess. Is it Of Montreal?
Yes, it is. Woohoo! Okay, it was a good song.
It was, it wasn't that weird.
Oh, some of them are very... Well,
what does OMM2 stand for?
I don't know. I wanted to, like, research... We have time. We have a quick minute to
look it up. We have 3 minutes to look it up. Okay. Well, in the meantime, the second song you heard was Ride or Die from The Knox and Foster the People. A bit more of a popular song than what we usually play. Like, you might have heard it on the radio.
That was definitely a big summer song. Like, if I
heard this... for good reason, though. It's a bop.
It is a nice bop.
It's fun. It's a fun song. I like
it's definitely a fun song.
Also, I had a thought. So while Hannah researches, you can listen to my thought. So we're not going to have a show next week.
I know. I forgot about that in the
because it's fall break, and Tuesday's part of fall break. So I don't think Hannah and I will like both be back here in time to like put together a show and do the show. But so that means we have 2 weeks until our next show. That might be more than enough time to put together an all-female show.
Oh, my God. It's not that hard.
It might. I don't know why, but like I just don't listen to that many female artists.
That's not intentional.
Not intentional. No, I just for some reason like Spotify only recommends male artists. But so I think since we have 2 weeks until the next show, I'll be able to research some good songs from female artists, and maybe 2 weeks from now you'll hear the all female show, Mr. and Mrs. George. This one's for you.
Maybe.
Oh. That's my thought.
Oh. Okay. Nice thought. Thank you. It's making me feel better about not having a show next week.
Yeah. Give us a little more time to like prepare something special.
Well, sorry to cut you off. I'm looking at this, what they think the song is about. Oh. Wow. There's not like an official thing. It's like what people are just thinking. Someone says it's about the Book of Mice and Men.
Oh, that was a weird book. Did you have to read that for school?
I did have to read a book. And it says, like, when I was a kid. Like, I met you when I was a kid. So I guess they're, like, they met each other. The two guys met each other when there was a kid. Interesting. And, like, I don't know. This person has a lot of connections. So it's open to
interpretation.
Oh, no, we're running out of time. Someone else thinks it's about a camera about memories.
Open to interpretation.
Open to interpretation. Interesting. Interesting band. Interesting title. We do have to go.
In case you forgot, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is our show, License to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Hannah.
We will see you guys in 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. But it was nice. Nice time today. Yeah, so you'll see you in 2 weeks. Soon.
I wear this crown of thorns